From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Air raid sirens wailed in Israel's biggest cities today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the conflict between Israel and Hamas has seen a steep escalation.
Israelis who live near the Gaza Strip are accustomed to running for cover. After an air raid siren goes off, they have 45 seconds or 30 seconds to take shelter, depending on how far from Gaza they live. But now Hamas rockets have reached towards Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa. Those are areas far beyond the range of typical attacks. Israel has not reported any deaths, but this shows that Hamas is using more sophisticated weaponry and the conflict is escalating. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel is significantly expanding its operations in Gaza. The military has mobilized thousands of reserve troops, saying a ground invasion is a possibility. Israel has already been conducting repeated airstrikes in Gaza. A home and a car were destroyed, killing people inside. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The government says its case against a man accused in the 2012 attacks on a diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya, is unusually complex. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports it could take weeks to turn over information to defense lawyers.
Prosecutor Michael DiLorenzo told a judge the prosecution of Ahmed Abu-Khattala involves novel questions of fact and law. Most of the witnesses are overseas, and many of the documents are classified or written in another language. Khattala is accused of providing material support to terrorists that helped result in the death of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other men. The Justice Department says it will add more charges, but it doesn't seem in a big hurry to do that now. Judge Christopher Cooper ordered Khattala to appear in court again September 9th, 2 days before the anniversary of the fiery attacks in Benghazi. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you, guys.
First sale is done.
In Washington State, they were lining up outside the few marijuana dispensaries that were open for business. Today marked the first day of legalized recreational marijuana sales in the state. Tom.